Mikey Pot on the Bayou, episode 7. Hello and welcome to Mikey Pot on the Bayou. Today is August 17th, 2005. I'm podcasting to you from Houston, Texas. It's 12:15 p.m. as I record this, but God only knows when you'll be listening to it. I subscribe here to the third times the charm, rule of podcasting. This is my third time to start running this. Just like last week, I started it, and the third time is what stuck. So hopefully that will happen again this week. On today's episode, instead of the usual trip to an arts place or interview, I did a sound scene tour with my roommate Brandon, his girlfriend Holland, and her friend Courtney to a park downtown that's notorious for being occupied by a number of rats. So you'll hear about that in our search for some of these alleged rats later on. I also have some PodSafe music for you. And I'm going to talk to you about the Black Math Experiment concert that I went to last week, Saturday night. It was incredible, but I'll tell you more about that later. For now, I discovered from Matt over at Illumination Audio that Kill Rockstar's website has PodSafe music available, which I was delighted about because I'm vaguely familiar with some of their artists, one of which is Stereo Total. I'm going to play a track for you now from them. This is called I Am Naked, and it's Stereo Total from their album Do the Bambi. Enjoy.
I am naked. All naked. So what? That's the way my mother made me. Okay, I am naked. So what? It must be my clothes are too tight. I am naked. My neighbors at the window. Who cares? It's only natural.
There's no additives.
Don't get upset. Buy me a new dress. I haven't got a thing to wear. Don't you feel sorry for me? I am naked. All naked. So what? Who cares? It's just my birthday suit. So what? My neighbor can see my feet. Well, he will survive it. He's got a satellite dish. Maybe he's got no girlfriend. You've got one with no clothes on. It's not the business, at least. You don't have to undress me. I am naked. All naked. So what? I am naked. That's the way my mother made me. Okay. Naked. All naked.
Oh, shocking.
Naked.
Oh, oh.
Naked.
Oh.
Scandal. Cuckoo. Oh la la. I am naked. All naked. So what?
Now he's getting his telescope. Oh!
I am naked. All naked. So what? I am naked. All naked. So what? Naked. All naked. So what? Naked. Naked. So what? I am all naked.
Okay, that was Stereo Total with I Am Naked from the album Do the Bambi. You can find more from them and some other artists on www.killrockstars.com. That's the name of the record label. I'll also include these links, of course, in the show notes. While I'm at it, it was Matt over at Illumination Audio who hipped me to the fact that you could indeed download PodSafe music from killrockstars.com, so why not play his promo at this time?
Does radio like this?
K-R-A-P.
Good morning!
make you feel like doing this? Hey gang, this is Matt from IlluminationAudio.net, and if you're fed up with regular radio, then head on over to Illumination Audio. You can subscribe to the feed at illuminationaudio.libsyn.com/RSS. That's illuminationaudio.libsyn.com/RSS, or go by our website at illuminationaudio.net. We'll see you there.
Great show, actually. I've been enjoying it since I found him through LiveJournal, actually, in the podcasters or podcasting. There are actually two of those communities. So anyway, enough about the LiveJournal. Yes, we went on a sound seeing tour this week. I'm having trouble with my microphone levels. If I don't get too wound up, I think I'm okay. Let me bump them back down. Sorry, guys. I shouldn't be babbling about this with you. As I learn, I'll probably be able to do that discreetly and won't even mention it in the future. Thank you for bearing with me. Anyway, so you played music. Yes, it's time for our sound seeing tour. I went with my roommate and his girlfriend, Holland, and Courtney, a friend of hers, to visit this park I'd read about in the Houston Press. I'll put a link to that article, too. Allegedly, there are a number of rats that reside in that park, and it's in fact notorious for that and for a number of homeless people who stay there and defecate in the bushes. So I thought, why not? So that's my little trip for today, and here I'm laughing because it's obvious that I'm stalling and trying to figure something out. And here is the SoundSing tour. I'm in the car with my roommate Brandon Peters. Say hello.
Hello, hello.
And in the back seat we have Holland and Courtney, and they both have PCOS, which is
polycystic ovaries.
That's funny as hell, isn't it? We're on our way to what is there a name of this park that we're going to?
There may be a name, but we can definitely say how to get there. We're on Clay now. And we're going to take a left on Austin and go down to the park.
And it's, we read about this park is infested with these huge rats and vagrants. So we're going to go check it out and do a sound seeing tour of this park.
What you're going to do, we're taking Clay down to Austin. We're going to make a left. And then it's right at Lamar.
Do you guys
read about?
Can I add something else?
Yeah, it was in Houston Press.
Right next to my building.
What's it in that festa with?
The other thing that I just recently read about Houston was that Houston has an epidemic of bed bugs. And really? Even from the nicest hotel to the shantiest place, there are
an infestation
I have a question.
Of bed bugs. And the bed bugs actually get into your body suck your blood out.
Is that it?
So
that
be
it?
Careful of the
That's
bed
too lit
bugs.
Okay.
This is what the world should look like.
Brandon's going to take a picture.
Did you read about this in the Houston Press that was like, do not go to this park, it's infested with rats and homeless people?
They didn't say not to go, they were just reporting.
Courtney's real judgmental about rats.
I know, and homeless people.
Well, Brandon said he could see them from his office window.
Maybe it's distracted rolling.
I'm going to paint.
I have a feeling that if you use a flash in the car, you're going to get just a reflection of the
maybe
windshield.
Maybe you can make a picture. I can roll the window down and take a picture.
This is really fascinating. Right now, Brandon's taking a picture.
The car shakes. I'm going to have to get out.
Why are you taking a picture?
Why are you whispering, Holland? This is recording. Say it loud so we have something interesting.
I'm nervous, Mikey.
We're taking a picture of what a nice park looks like.
And then we're going to go to the other park. Okay, I'm going to pause this for a little bit.
Is it pause?
Okay, I'm starting the recorder again.
Okay, so now we're going into the park.
Heading down the sidewalk. You're gonna wake up the rats.
Are you gonna scare me away? This thing could be fun. Because if I see one, I'm gonna pick him up fast.
It rained, so there's some water around the ground.
Speaking of shitting in the park, I just shit my pants.
Brian, this is a family show.
So we can't give that away.
No, you can say shit.
Now it's rainy.
Or it rained, so some of the sidewalks are covered with water.
If I find a rat, I'm going to pick him up by his tail and swing him around.
Holy shit, holy shit.
Brandon's an actor. You just witnessed some of his acting.
Hey, go shake the bushes.
They don't come out. They're freaked out.
That would suck if we came out here and there were no rats.
They're all up in here. All up in here.
How did you see him, baby, from your... Where can you hear?
From that balcony.
Oh, from that balcony.
Yeah,
you can see him?
Oh, my God. There's one. I see one. It's on that tree. Look. What? Oh, no, that's not...
What? Courtney, you're overzealous about the rat.
No.
Did you really think you saw one?
Yes.
Courtney's like freaking out a little bit. She's
like
having some visions.
She's hanging down.
She had a super double shot.
I should have known. It wasn't moving.
Courtney's bad because she didn't have
them
like that.
It's actually a nice looking park.
Well, first of all, I'm going to be responsible.
Yeah, it's a very nice park. They just don't.
It's just that they're rats. Here, ready. I don't really see any people around.
It's just that one guy sleeping on the
bench. So there's a guy sleeping on the bench. I think that's a dumpster. I wonder if you guys can hear that sound in the background. We'll discover that later.
Okay, now, what the article recommended, if you were...
Them? It gave you recommendations if you want to see them?
Honey. Yeah, if you want to see them, you just, honey. You get, yeah?
They make noises like...
Hold on. If you want to see them, you get, you pick a spot and just sit and wait and be patient. But, I mean, all the noise
are
we're made coming
turtle?
Up is probably going to scare them away.
Yeah, I don't think
so,
they're going to come out if they're there.
Do we just want to pick a spot and, like, chill out?
Yeah, we could do that. And
like
just watch for some ratons. That's Spanish for rat.
What's Spanish for rat?
Raton.
Raton.
I don't think I'm saying it right.
How did you find a baby?
Will they come all the way out here? We're kind of headed to a cleared out area.
Well, this will be a good spot.
And we're going to sit on a bench.
What if they're in trees?
Yeah, I would think they can.
You think?
Yeah, when I lived in that warehouse downtown with Roberto. Is it dog shit?
It has a rat.
Hold on, I can tell you for sure.
We're going to identify this shit as whether it's human or...
That looks like a human turd, honey.
What?
That looks like human
turd. And Brandon's going to get a picture of it.
No. Brandon's like...
It's brand new, too. It's new.
No. That's dog.
And it's nice and...
Well, Brandon's annoying. Taking a photo of this shit, so
like
we'll put
turd.
It in the... We'll put it
and
in.
It came
yeah.
out good.
Oh, a little so sound effect with it.
Why did you bring me here? We're going to keep this bullet to unstand the recording around. Yeah. Not to mention snakes.
Okay.
Is that a rat chirping?
No, y'all, I heard it.
Yeah. Well, they said if you sit still, you can hear them.
No, baby, what sound did they make? That? I just see that over there. They're over there. There's a whole slew of them over there. If that's the sound they make, they're over there. They didn't freak me out or nothing.
A slew?
Yeah.
It's a posse of rats.
Hey, why don't you go across to where that sculpture is and go to that side?
Here, I'll follow you over there.
No, because I heard him. I asked you.
Okay, we have to be quiet.
Look at this bottle. I don't want to.
I want this bottle.
Okay, we'll pick it up.
You gotta be quiet.
Baby, you don't need to be smoking.
Concentrate, honey.
Don't hate. We're gonna be very quiet on that rat.
Whoa, don't walk in
We're
human shit.
Quietly
There's
walk
human
over
shit
there.
Out here, okay? How did I don't do anything quiet?
I had no idea.
What'd you say?
The only two things that make quiet.
Hear that?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Is that little chirp chirp? Is that
it's
a rat?
It's chirping.
And baby, I made the noise in the middle. We should have run a flashlight.
Is that little... is that rat? Then the two of us need a little more. I'm now going to pause. Well, we didn't see any rats. We're almost back home, actually. Notice the change in mood in the car?
No rats.
Oh, Courtney's crying.
We may try it again one day when it's dry.
Yeah, I think maybe this could be a... maybe
we'll be all day tomorrow.
Yeah, like the next 2 days.
Yeah, we were thinking it was the rain. Actually, that was Brandon's speculation. That it was so wet.
Brandon was a meteorologist.
And we were really loud when we got there. So maybe we scared the rats away. But they run around during the day.
I imagine, so they shouldn't be scared.
I imagine them living like the rats in The Secret of NIMH. And they just stay huddled inside when it's all, like, stormy outside. And they're, like, shivering and
with little blankets.
Oh, I wish I had a crust of bread.
You know, that sort of...
Yeah, they all have British accents.
See, my image of the rats is far different. It's actually very similar to Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. But the Muppet Christmas Carol, when they wear the hula outfits... See, I was thinking maybe they had tambourines earlier, but I think I'm going to take that back and say that they have, like, tubas.
Cubas.
And we scared them. You guys think them. They're all nice. I think they're mean. I think
we
like
scared the mats, the rats away.
I'm trying to remember, like, Rizzo the rat on the Muppet Show?
Rizzo
was a really friendly little feller.
Well, see, here's what I'm thinking. When I was younger, I used to wonder if perhaps there was a costumer specifically for the rats. And, like, they had little bitty clothes racks that had their clothes on.
That could be. Well, with that, thank you.
And good night.
You know, we could use this as a little plug. We've got Brandon and Holland are both in Assassins, which is going to be going on in a couple weeks. What are the dates? Do any of us know?
It opens September 8th. It runs for 3 days, but there are two shows on the Saturday.
It'll be at Hobby Center. I'll be playing in the orchestra, and Brandon is playing who?
Leon Czolgosz.
And Holland's playing...
role taken over by somebody who couldn't be in the show.
Are you like chorus member?
Chorus.
It was taken over by you.
Yes, that's four. True. I am bystander 3.
Sweet. And then...
And I am married to Harold.
And you're the housewife.
And I'm married.
Oh.
I'm married to Harold, and I think Harold is...
What's his name?
Don't say anything rude about anybody in the show. And Courtney will be graduating soon from University of North Texas and teaching.
God. Yes, thank God.
Retards.
So, retards.
If you're retarded or black, please stop listening. You've offended both types of people tonight. I don't think they're retarded.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you're black and retarded.
You're in trouble. All right, on that note, we'll close. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
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 So that was our sound scene tour. It was actually better than I thought. I was kind of depressed after we finished our search for the rats and there were none. I was like, what am I going to put on my show? But I think that turned out to be fairly amusing. Hopefully you were in enough suspense that you listened to that whole, like, empty space thinking, oh, I bet a rat's about to come out. Never did. Sorry about that. I don't know what we would have said that would have offended black people. I don't know what Courtney was talking about. But retards, yes, I think that may have been offensive a little bit. But that's okay. It's only good fun. So, we've talked about our rats. We listened to some Stereo Total. Black Math Experiment. I saw them Saturday night at Helios over there in Westheimer, and it was a good show. It started out, I was downstairs. I didn't even realize there was an upstairs. So I sat through about a band and a half waiting for them to show up, and then someone was downstairs passing out these little postcards. I'm looking, oh, here's one. I'm with information about them, and telling me that they were upstairs, which I was glad to find out. I got upstairs right before the show. I saw Christy and Jeff, who was the other lead singer, and I met all the other guys. It was really fun. It was nice because they'd been on the show and they were all excited about that, and I got to feel like, people listen to my show. I was a rock star for a few minutes. So the show itself was awesome. Like, the contrast between what I saw downstairs, which was what you would normally expect, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to be rude. But the bands were both good that I saw downstairs, but there's a total difference between standing there playing your instruments and just kind of like standing there and what I saw the Black Math Experiment do. They were really interested in putting on a good show. And I keep thinking of them as an 80s kind of vibe. And really, they've got that sort of vintage synthesizer sound going on here and there. But I think that's sort of a cheap description. I think really what I appreciate about them, that I also appreciate about lots of music in the 80s, was an adventurous spirit. And they definitely have that. So check them out at blackmathexperiment.com. Next time they play will be September 3rd at Fitzgerald's. I'm not sure if I can go to that show. I think I have a show of my own that night. But I may be going there late. They're opening for Pilander Z, who I am going to check out. They're a Japanese sexy disco punk wizards. So there's that. I did get a CD with a couple of songs I didn't have yet, and one of them I was really excited about. They played this at the show. This was called You Cannot Kill David Arquette, and this will be from the next Black Math Experiment album. Support local music, people. Here we go. Here's a Black Math Experiment. That's the Black Math Experiment with You Cannot Kill David Arquette. Check them out. You can get their CD, their EP. I played a song from it last week. What We Do Is Secret was the song I played last week. You can pick that CD up, I think, at Vinyl Edge. I know you can get it at Sound Exchange over there right on the corner of Hazard and Richmond. And check them out live September 3rd at Fitzgerald. Seriously, guys. You've got to see them play. You won't be disappointed. I guarantee. So, that was You Cannot Kill David Arquette. Excellent song. I love these guys. Did I mention that? Okay, enough. Yeah, here's Lawrence Simon.
Feet by Lawrence Simon. Just as some people use every part of the chicken but the clock, other people use every part of the pig but the oink. I don't understand the appeal of pickled pig's feet. I'm a very curious person, but the limit of my curiosity stops somewhere before, let's see, pickled pig's feet. And why pickle them? Does this enhance the flavor or the texture? What are they like merely cooked or raw. You know, the best trick for trying new foods is to have someone serve it to you while you've got your eyes closed. I don't think so.
Thank you, sir. That was Lawrence Simon with a story that actually is a Mikey Pod exclusive. I've played his 100-word stories. I think last week was the second of them I played, and he offered to do Mikey Pod exclusive. So I gave him the word feet, and he came up with that story. So I don't know what next week's word will be, but you can count on hearing Mr. Simon again. You can check him out at isfullofcrap.com. That's where you can find his blog and then links to his podcast. And he's all over the place, actually. So he's definitely worth checking out. And another Houstonian. That's my show for today, for the most part. I want to throw a little something out there, a little nod to Cindy Sheehan out there and everyone who is in Crawford, Texas, outside of our illustrious president's ranch. I don't know. I'm the last person to try to talk political stuff. At least right now. I mean, I'm feeling at last moved in my life to sort of pick some, to become more aware and more informed about these things. We're in a war, people. It's real easy for us to be sheltered and not and just live our lives as though none of that's going on. But it is, and I'm glad that Cindy Sheehan and everyone else who's out there in Crawford right now outside of George Bush's ranch are there, because it's time for some people to talk and to not just pretend that everything is fine, because it really isn't. So on that happy note, and I hope I'm not upsetting Georgie's 5-week vacation that he's on right now. 5 weeks. How many people do you know that can take a 5-week vacation? I'll shut up, because honestly, I'm ill-informed about a lot of things, and this is just something that's really got me a little bit bothered. So I'm going to leave you with, where's my other song? I must have closed it. Well, I was going to play one song by Frankie Goes to Hollywood, but it looks like I'm going to play another song by Frankie Goes to Hollywood to close us out. This is a classic 80s band, Frankie Goes to Hollywood. You know the song. Relax, I'm sure. This is from the same album, Welcome to Pleasure Dome. It's not pod safe, and I don't care. Y'all have a great week, and I'll see you next week. Good night. What is it good for? War!
Use of this discovery. Beauty must have power over man. After the end of the war, I want to devote myself to my thoughts for 5 to 10 years and to writing them down. Wars come and go. What remains are only the values of culture. There is revolutionary love. Love of comrades fighting for the people, and love of people. Not an abstract people, but people one meets and works with. When Che Guevara talked of love being at the center of revolutionary endeavor, he meant both. For people like Che or George Jackson or Malcolm X, love was the prime mover of their struggle, and love cost them their lives. Love, coupled with a man's pride. With a man's pride.
What is it good for? Whoa.